When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, guys, back to the Bears with NFL rules expert Mike Pereira essentially telling the Chicago Sports Network that the Bears had a reason to feel wronged and there should have been a penalty on the blocked field goal. Does that change anything for you, and does it change anything for Matt Eberflus?
Well, I think we should listen to that audio when we get a chance, because Mike Pereira essentially said Matt Eberflus has got a case. Doesn't mean that anything's going to change. Doesn't mean it's going to be a reversal. Doesn't mean anything that you can do about it. But at least, I guess it's a small consolation. No, it's not even a consolation. But there was an apparent penalty that could have been called. I think the refs are going to keep the flags in their pocket, swallow their whistle, however you want to describe it, on the last play of the game. You go back to the Commanders game. Could have called the blindside block on Dexter. Remember that one? Could have called holding or pass interference, probably. But
didn't they jump off sides at one point?
Yeah.
Kind of conversion. Yeah.
You can always do little things like that and point to those. But this was one that stands out because of what was at stake, what happened as a result of it. But Mike Pereira weighing in is something I think you're going to want to hear.
Well, I think Eberflus, if this does come back in the way that there should have been a penalty, the Coach Flus needs to go full Mike Ditka and demand that the game is put in the record books with an asterisk, much like Coach Ditka did with Don Majkowski, right? Right? There was that's known as the asterisk game in the 209th running of this storied rivalry, the longest in football. It goes back to November 5th, 1989. And a fourth down touchdown Magic pass man. To Sterling Sharp, and definitely over the line. It should have been an illegal forward pass, the asterisk game, part two.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have an asterisk. It still is a mark against you. It's still on your record. It doesn't matter how loudly you protest or what you try to do about it. It's over now, and they lost the game. And, you know, did the officials fail to do their job correctly? It sure looked like it. And it's wrong, but they got away with one. That happens in games all the time. It's obviously a bigger deal because it's the last play of the game and it's the game deciding play. So, okay, you know, ban those officials from doing any playoff games and being in the Super Bowl and damage their careers all you want. It's not going to change anything. There is, you know, I mean, I wish there was any recourse, but there is none. That is the result of the game. That's it. That's on your record now. It's another horrible loss that you suffered.
No doubt about it.
Nothing you can do.
Will it change anybody's mind that Matt Eberflus was right?
No. Do you think it will? Do you now feel, well, you know?
I doubt it, but
he was correct.
There would be some coaches that would affect the way people view them, or at least they wouldn't be as hard on them. He's not one of those coaches.
No.
It's too late in the process.
It's too late, and we already have way too much evidence.
But Pereira's pretty honest. I mean,
I love Pereira. He's a good guy. And he knows what he's talking about. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think he's playing to the crowd.
Not at all. Yeah.
It's not the nature of the man or the profession he represents. I think he's just giving you his honest take on what happened. And you know, it's great to know the coach has a beef, but if you did run a play and gain 8 more yards, maybe you wouldn't need to beef it. Just saying. Who knows? We'll find out. Never.
Never.
Because it's over. 312-644-6767. We got Joe O. What am I doing? Joe's going to tell us what the hell's going on with college football. There's a big game this week. We'll get his opinion. Mully and Haw on the score.